Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. That was kind of tight. We had a little bit of interference. But anyway, we are on. This is G.R. Mobley, and I am Reclaiming the Republic. And this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that actually provides you with the solution of what we need to do to solve, if not all of our problems, at least 98% of them. And that's a bold assertion, but if you understand all of the unconstitutional government coming out of Washington, D.C., you will understand that from those unconstitutional usurpations of states' roles, responsibilities, and powers, we are dealing with a plethora. I mean, our debt on all the unconstitutional spending is, it stems from all of this usurpations. And so if you want to solve the majority of the problems in our lives politically and so forth, we have to get the general government back into the framework of the Constitution and getting them to comply to their constitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. And so this show is the only show that is providing you the insights. It is the only show that actually has given you the solution. You're more than welcome to opine, to come on in and give me your opinions and insights regarding Republic Review and this audit. I'd love to hear what you think about Madison and Jefferson's perspective as to what you have to, or what we have to do regarding these encroachments on the state's roles, responsibilities, and powers. And so, again, the number to call in if you want to opine, it would be 215-867-8255. Another way of stating that, it would be 215-8255. Or Top Talk, saying it the exact same way. Anyway, 215 Top Talk is one way that you can reach us out here. And so with that, I guess I can do my quick obligatory, because I got a lot of stuff I want to kind of go into. I'm not sure if you've heard of this new culture, counterculture revolution that we're dealing with, or maybe it's the same one that has just continually reached and expanded and so forth. But I'm going to get into that in just a couple minutes here. But I do need to grovel. I want you to know that you are more than welcome if you have room in your life to receive blessings, of having the opportunity and privilege to be able to actually make a difference. You're more than welcome to stand shoulder to shoulder. I do not ask, you know, we don't have religious requirements here at all. As a matter of fact, I expect people that are coming into this cause to put aside their differences, whatever that may be, economic and or religious. I also expect people to put aside their self-interests as well. And I say that because that was the recipe that the framers used in being successful and receiving the insights and blessings from the divine hand of providence in establishing our constitutional republic. So if you have a computer and if you have a phone, you can actually make a huge difference. And so I just want to kind of throw that out there, because a lot of people I know want to make that difference. I know a lot of people want to get involved, and you can. You can either get involved here by sending me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic, or you can join organizations. If you live in Southern California, you can join the Constitution Association. You can reach out to the We the People Foundation, or you can go online, and it's very easy to join the Constitution Club. There are lots of different organizations, and the Constitution Club is very myopic and focused on the Constitution. You can rub elbows with a lot of great constitutional minds, and so I would just tell you that there are many ways that you can actually get involved. I believe that there are plenty of people that are being entertained. And if you're at the point of saturation when it comes to conservative entertainment, and you actually want a little bit more in your life, that you already know the things are rotten in Denmark because you can't live with the smell anymore, then it's time to get involved. It's time to actually become a part of the solution instead of continuing to be a part of the problem by doing nothing. Now, I will tell you this, as I've said this before, by tuning in and getting others engaged to tune in and getting informed, that is a huge step in getting involved. I mean, that is obviously the first step. At least you got to understand what the message is and what the heck we're fighting for. What are these principles? What is this concept of this audit and Republic Review? Learning is the first step in actually becoming knowledgeable, and therefore you can assert power, because knowledge is power. But again, as I've said before, knowledge is not power unless that is absolutely asserted. So you have to take this knowledge and act upon it. So, as I always do, I did check, even though there's just a lot of I don't want to scoff off on and laugh and dismiss some of the news. I do realize, and I know that there are a lot of people that listen to this show that are on the East Coast that are being distracted by a real life distraction. It's called this Hurricane Florence, and so I do know that that's coming ashore. And my heart and prayer goes out to all of you who are being impacted and affected by this. I've lived in a hurricane before. I know that there's something that you do not want to be dismissive. My family's been impacted by hurricanes. So I just want you to know that if you can't listen to this show because of the hurricane, I absolutely understand that. I try to tell people, if you're driving and listening to this show, then, you know, please pay attention. I do not want you to try to blame me for some of the things that I tell you that may make you upset and cause you to have an accident, or you lose, you know, consciousness of or your cognitive powers of being safe on the road. All of these things are important, but more importantly, my heart and prayer again goes out to those who are dealing with this hurricane. And I guess Hawaii, I have friends in Hawaii, and they may be looking at another hurricane. They have brushes with them all the time, but you would think that they would probably be hit a little more often, but that is a little teeny dot way out in the middle of the Pacific. So anyway, as I looked through the news and I saw the Hurricane Florence and some of these other things, I do realize that there are, you know, real events that are going on out there, but there is no sign. There is no indication that the federal government is going to let up and relinquish any of its unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. And what that means is that if we don't do this, then we are at risk and we are standing at the real possibility of losing our liberty and losing this great republic. We have to do this. If you're thinking that someday some miracle is going to fall out of the sky, that's not going to happen. And I don't believe most people that listen to the show are even banking on that. There's no doubt in my mind that the majority of the people that are listening to this show are actually just trying to figure out how to calculate, you know, and navigate through life and all the busies that they're infected with that impact their schedule and so forth, and trying to figure out, you know, what and how they can do what they need to do. So anyway, as I always ask, what is it going to take? What will it take as you start looking at the reality of the magnitude? I've been telling you, the magnitude of the deep state, it is not an aberration. It is not just a few top players or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I will even go back to one of my first callers that identified the deep state at a local level, where the FBI was working with the sheriff and harassing local people who were trying to support the Constitution and the law of the land. I'm just telling you that this is not an aberration that we're looking at. We're only seeing certain things, but it goes far deeper than you can imagine. Now, in the news, and I find this really interesting because I've harped on this, you know, that we are a nation of laws and we believe in the rule of law, but we seem to have moved towards the rule of rumor. And if you heard today about Fine Swine and her letter that she wanted to bring forward and has derailed the, not the hearings, but the process of the confirmation of our new Supreme Court justice, I just want you to know that apparently, according to a report by The Intercept, now The Intercept as the, I guess, the online cable and media outlet, apparently this letter was related to lawmakers by an individual affiliated with Stanford University. And apparently this goes back to an incident that involved Kavanaugh and a woman while they were in high school. Really? I think he was a minor at the time. Probably. Anyway, the fact that we're even allowing ourselves to chase down accusations like this, this actually dovetails with this whole concept of label lynching. And the question is, when will this kind of crap come to an end? It won't come to an end until we demand the application of the rule of law. Either we get back to the rule of law, or we are going to be devastated, and you're going to watch loved ones and good people just whisked away in life and, you know, disappear because of the rule of rumor. We have to get away from this reactionary, emotional chaos that we're being driven into. And sorry, I'm at a hard break. So we will be right back, and I'm going to get more into this and how we need to get away from this rather quickly. So I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And as I was just saying, we need to get back to really following the rule of law and allowing our lives to be thrown into turmoil by the rule of rumor. And what really has to happen, and in all honesty, if you want to make all of this crap go away, then start focusing on getting your state legislators to getting informed about republic review, auditing the Constitution, and stepping in. You want to dismantle this whole process? you want to really change the direction of this country, and you want to remove the grasp that the progressives and these communists like fine swine have on our nation and our Constitution, then the process of doing that would truly be getting the states to call for an audit and demand the states come together in republic review and literally get them out of the state's business. And actually, I would highly recommend that the state legislators even pursue treason charges with people like Fine Swine and so forth, as they've constantly violated the Constitution, and as they continue to look to do that. Almost everything that they're doing is a violation of the Constitution. Sometimes I'm a little bit more magnanimous and a little bit more tolerant, but you know, when I look at the damage and how they know what they're doing is literally throwing us under the bus and destroying our constitutional republic, then sometimes I lose my compassion and my that little bit of mercy and say, you know what? They understand what they're doing. They need to face the charges and do the time or dangle on the line, because when it comes to treason, you will hang by a rope. At least that's how it should be, because that is the punishment for treason. Anyway, when it comes to the rule of law, the problem is that there is not a defined process to this entire thing. If somebody has an accusation, there needs to be a defined process. What do you do when somebody supposedly has violated the law? Let's say somebody has claim that they've been raped or sexually harassed or what have you. There has to be a process, and that process has to go to the correct authorities. It is not going to a lawmaker. It should go to law enforcement and to the local prosecutors. So you have to define the process. Then you have to basically put teeth into the following of the process, because if the process is bypassed, if somebody does not follow the process, then that person who has these allegations and they don't go to the law and the prosecutor and say, I have a problem, I've been blah, 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 whatever it is, and allow them to do their job. Because when I went through my divorce, my former had all sorts of accusations, and she would call my command and my commander and my NCOIC and say, oh, GR's doing this and he's doing that and he's doing, and if there was a crime that was being committed in the local area, she would call and say, he did it. And it got to a point where they would take the calls, but they would end up answering the phone after that and go, look, if your husband is guilty of a crime, he needs to be punished and he needs to be tried and punished first in a court of law before we will act or do anything for you. So please, you know, if you believe he's committed a crime, then go to, you know, the local law agency that has jurisdiction over where you live and get the prosecutor to prosecute and get him convicted, then we'll listen. Because what she was trying to do was she was basically trying to bury me by the rule of rumor, and it was all a bunch of lies and allegations. So those who bypass the process, such as these Me Too women that kind of buried Judge Roy Moore, or literally affected and impacted his ability to become a senator for Alabama, they need to be charged and tried, and the sentence needs to bear the weight of the allegation. If it's sexual harassment, rape, or what have you, whatever it is, they, even though it is one of those things that may seem like kind of innocuous, but we have to take this stuff more seriously. We have to expect that everybody is upholding the law until proven guilty. And if somebody comes along and says by accusation that they have committed or somebody has committed a crime, then we really need to ensure that if that was pure rumor and accusation, that the person that brings forward that, they should be charged by the weight of whatever crime they were alleging. And that's the only way we're going to start fixing this. I think that we need to get back to true law enforcement, law processes, and literally live by the rule of law by defining them and following them. And so if that doesn't make sense, then good. I will try to clarify that. I think I've got a caller, so let me just go on. Hello, are you you have a call or a question?
This is Keith.
Hey, Rogers. Keith. Yes. Hey, I mentioned yesterday that you were sending out emails, and I know we're derailing off of this. I was really in a rant, as you can tell, but I mentioned yesterday that you sent out these emails out to all the state legislators in Utah. Did you get them out to the senators?
I did not get them out to the senators.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay.
I only got two responses back so far.
Okay. And? Were they just positive, or were they just the generic thank you for contacting us?
Pretty much, but I'm going to follow it up with a phone call.
Okay. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I do not think that Utah is in session right now. I think that a lot of those emails are just going to sit in their inbox until everybody comes back into session in 2019. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I think I am going to do what you suggested, and that is send out emails to the legislators in the other states,
yes,
such as Florida, Georgia, Mississippi,
right,
Kentucky, South Carolina, and Virginia.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, and get them on this, at least in the know, that they don't have to be compliant to something that they have not given consent to.
Well, it seems to me, GR, it seems to me that because of the Fifth Amendment, the
Article 5.
That did
you mean
not
Article
give their consent.
You mean Article 5, right?
Article 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. Because they did not give their consent to lose their suffrage in the Senate, they should be allowed to basically be protected by the Fifth Article.
Right. Right.
Basically, states that give up their consent can have the direct election, and states that do not give their consent can return to the election of senators by state legislators.
Right, right. And another suggestion is in January of 2019, you may want to send emails out to Oklahoma, Wyoming, the Dakotas, and a lot of the other states that are complaining about the 17th Amendment, and let them know that because Delaware was the pioneer that was able to get the ability to rescind their initial position, that should create precedence for all states. If they're not happy with their current position, that they should rescind it and consider, rejecting the 17th Amendment. And we might be on a path of, instead of repealing, we actually may be on a path of rescinding the 17th Amendment from being amended.
So, well, I think that's true. And I think one of the things in the Western states particularly, they want to basically regain control of the Western lands that have been stolen from the federal government.
Right.
And if the Senates are now going to be filled with representatives who are in favor of restoring the land, this would be one of the things that would really get the Western states on board.
Right. Completely agree. I completely agree. Anything else? I've got basically 1 minute left before we go to a hard break.
Well, I would just like to encourage people to go to the Constitution Club website and join us.
Yes.
ConstitutionClub.ning.com.
Yes, and I need to get that link to the club on my page. As a matter of fact, last night I got all of the podcasts up to date. And folks, Keith is the one of the founders, I believe, of the Constitution Club. Morton, your cohort, I think in Pennsylvania or somewhere on the East Coast, somewhere, is, I think, a co-founder, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So anyway, yeah, if you go to constitutionclub.ning.com, and like I said, I'll get that. If I don't get that done tonight, then I'm going to fire my IT guy again. So anyway, hey, thanks for calling in, and I will. I've got a hard break coming up, so I will have to pick up my rant and some more information. We're going to get into the ratification, highlights of the ratification debates in just a few minutes, folks. So please hang on and stay tuned. We'll be right back after we're from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And I appreciate Keith calling in and doing a follow-up on that 17th Amendment email and communication out to the states. Folks, you need to understand that the state legislators really possess far more authority and power than they let on or that we realize that they do. So engaging them really is the place to go. When people say, let's have a march, if you really want to have an effective march, rattle the cages at your state legislators, at your state capitol, especially while they're in session, because they're not in session that often. And so that's when you really want to get out there and let them know you're just not happy living under federal tyranny anymore. But let me get back to this this little rant I was on. What we're dealing with in this rule of rumor is not an aberration or an outlier issue. This goes hand in hand, and it dovetails with label lynching that I've been talking about, and how they're going after conservatives by calling them white supremacist, racist, and so forth. And this is only one facet that I consider really either the new or the continued counterculture revolution that has been going on since the 60s. a revolution that is designed to destroy our constitutional republic. You got to remember that the guys that led the 60s, they're saying, hey, man, the government's bad, drop out, tune in and drop out, right? And now these exact same guys, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Springsteen, and the rest of these dolts, are trying to get you to, you know, buy into socialism, give government everything, give them all the power that they need. You know, apparently they must think we're stupid because they really think that we forgot the message of the 60s and now how it has changed to actually trusting and subjugating ourselves to government. Really? If you look at the macro picture, this is all a part of a counterculture revolution that is creating a level of turmoil. A lot of people are talking about this potential civil war that is going to occur. I do not think that that's happening. I think what is happening is they are deliberately trying to obfuscate the truth, the facts that how deep the communists have penetrated into our government and into our system. And if you look at the macro picture, folks, our history is being attacked. We're being taught about white guilt and how America invented slavery and how we're the bad guys in everything. You see these progressives that like to point out all of these innuendos, a lot like that Chinese film director that did that little two-minute thing on slavery and tipping. Really? As if China is the epitome of human rights? Are you kidding me? Folks, we are literally under attack with such a false narrative that we have to do something. And we can sit there and go toe-to-toe with these folks. And that, to me, is fighting in the distraction. I would ask, and I'm just going to kind of deviate here, and I'm going to ask that you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and you go to the Take Action page, and I want you to go down. I've got some PDFs. The very first PDF that I'm offering you, I'm giving you, this is the first set of slides to my first presentation, or presentation one. If you pick this up and you pull download this, go to page 18. In this picture or in this slide, I have a picture, and I want you to imagine if you're driving, and obviously you can't do this, but I want you to go there and take a look at this. And at this point in time, I want you to imagine a multi-armed monster like an octopus, but this thing is a leviathan. It has weapons in every hand, and each of these weapons are, you know, lethal weapons to kill and destroy. And I want you to understand that each of these arms, each of these appendages with hands and weapons are things such as healthcare, the FBI, the Department of Justice, energy, Common Core, education, state welfare, corporate welfare, all of these unconstitutional powers that are being ripped away from the states, that have been taken from the states since basically 1849 was the very first egregious violations. For almost 200 years, they've been slipping and sliding and tearing up our Constitution. And I want you to add to this whole picture, all of these other issues that are going on that are a part of the distraction. Tearing down our monuments, that's a part of the distraction. Going after constitutional supporting organizations and people, that is a part of this distraction. They are literally isolating, dividing, and conquering. What we have to do is we have to put aside the distractions. We have to focus on killing the beast. And that beast is this unconstitutional federal government. Now, the federal government is not the government. We, the people, are the government of the sovereign states. That's why the process isn't getting our guns and going somewhere. It is getting in front of your state legislators, educating them that they have the power to do something. Why can't they act like Thomas Jefferson and James Madison in 1798 and do the right thing for the Republic and for the citizens of their state? They are obligated and duty-bound, and these are Madison's words. They're obligated and duty-bound to interpose this evil and protecting their citizens, period. That's how important this is. And so I would ask that this coming 2019 session, you have a plan, that you go and you get your state legislators' emails as they go into session, and you tell them that it's about time they start doing their job in protecting you and the rest of the good citizens in your state from federal tyranny. We have to stop this, and that is the only place where we're going to stop it. You're watching all of these good people being besmirched and label lynched and destroyed. Are we literally going to allow this to continue? Just in a couple of weeks, we're going to be looking and commemorating Columbus Day. And there's going to be all sorts of false narratives that he was a European white supremacist. He wasn't from England or France or Germany. Where was Columbus from? Okay, technically he was an Italian, the north side of the Mediterranean, southern Europe. But he was commissioned under the auspices of the Catholic monarchs of Spain. In other words, his boat was floating on the Latino auspices, if you understand. And so we're constantly being barraged by a huge false narrative. And it's time that we actually say, you know, we're done with all of these lies. We need to move forward in getting adherence to the Constitution. We don't need to start fighting for these dates, these statutes. We don't need to start fighting Common Core. What we need to do is we need to fight the federal government and all of their unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers and rip them out. The only thing that they should be doing is they should be guarding us with national security and the basic functions that are within that Article 1, Section 8, and within the Constitution. Only those objects are within their jurisdiction. Only those objects did the states delegate to them the power and authenticity and authority to exercise those powers. So, my friends, I hope you get this. I hope that you can start understanding and what we need to do in applying this, I think, is the only and the rational course forward. I honestly believe that we also need to start upholding these other constitutional issues, as I brought up yesterday, the Guarantee Clause, and as we were just talking with Keith on the 17th Amendment. Start pursuing these things that we can actually win, and it will change the narrative, because now all of a sudden we're no longer talking about the issues that they want us to talk about how evil white America is and how evil, you know, the statues are. We need to steal the narrative back and say, look, the federal government is violating the Constitution by taking from us and exercising powers that we've never delegated to them. And that's how we take the narrative back. That's how we dictate the course and the direction of this republic. I want you to also think about, there's some real irony here, right? As I've mentioned, that if you understood the origins of conquest in the very beginning of the 15th, or is actually the 16th century, the 17th century, and so forth, those origins of conquest actually came out of the southern side of Europe, or the northern side of the Mediterranean. Basically, from Italy to Greece were those nations that were out there conquesting, stealing from the inhabitants of the New World, taking all of their gold, taking all of their silver and gems and so forth, and losing some of it at the bottom of the oceans and the Caribbean and so forth. But they stole so much that they became so indolent from that. They became rich and fat from all of this stealing, and And the irony, I'm going to have to tell you on the other side of the break, because I think this will put this into perspective, how important it is not to allow people to indulge themselves at your expense, because that's what we're doing throughout the world in subsidizing communism. But I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And as I was saying before we went into the break, that there's some irony here. There is this, I guess you want to call it maybe some poetic justice, but I want to give you the perspective that these nations that were on the south side of Europe, these I'll call them the indolent cultures, because what ended up happening as they became rich off of the spoils of these lands that they were conquering, they didn't have to work for a long time. And it created a change in their culture to where I believe their culture became bankrupt, both morally and financially. And that is why, if you look at where these nations are today, from Italy to Greece, they're in nothing but turmoil because of their indolence. This is the same problem that is all around the world as America continues to subsidize and work hard at our demise in propping up communism everywhere else. There are lots of people that are living off of indolence, and here in America, as we continue to allow indolence to grow, people are getting used to the idea of not working and having government take care of everything. The enslavement is almost done. What we need to do is literally push the federal government back into the framework if we are going to cast off the shackles that they have been creating for us, because it's just around the corner. As I tell you, it is 2 to 5 years away when we see the uprising of the dolts that have been indoctrinated in the national education system, what I call the indoctrination centers, when they come out because they're foaming at the mouth to surrender their liberties and give us a communist nation. And when we move into that phase, it's going to be pretty ugly. So I'm hoping that you really start recognizing that this isn't, I'm not trying to make a penny here. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to motivate you in joining and focusing and targeting this message to the state legislators of your state, getting them to understand. Because like I said, I'm hoping that we can get a couple of states to stand up. It may not be enough in time, but if we get the message to the state legislators, and as they start chewing on this and considering this, when the time comes when the federal government and this wave of democracy says, we want to change, we want to get rid of the Constitution, and they, for political expediency, the federal government decides, well, we're going to discard the Constitution. At least by your efforts and my efforts, we'll have educated the state legislators to be able to stand up at that point and say, sorry, that's not your Constitution, it's ours. We're the stakeholders, you're the subcontractor. Only we can do that. You can't discard our contract. And then that will force, there's no doubt in my mind, that will be the impetus and drive that will force Republic Review to happen one way or the other. But I'm hoping that we can actually avoid that point, because if you understand the calamities, the chaos, and the turmoil, a lot of things could get lost, and there is a huge risk and danger in not engaging in this before then. We're far safer off as a nation, and the sooner we get in to starting to take the remedy, the sooner we will have the opportunity as a republic to getting back onto track. And so I just want you to understand that there is some real irony with, you know, what we're looking at. And the irony also is that the remnant of these cultures to the south of us are being used by the globalists who are instituting this new counterculture revolution to plunder our wealth and property, while our secular progressive academics are continuing to teach and spew this white guilt in perverting our history and our core fundamental principles. These academics and globalists are obscuring the facts and creating chaos. And so I want you to, you know, keep in mind that multi-armed beast, that Leviathan that is attacking us. And forget about that little thing that you're, abortion. Forget about that one passionate thing that is really irritating you, and start focusing on killing the beast. And the only way to kill the beast is to force the federal government into compliance. If we do that, the beast, or this monster that's destroying us, will be back in the cage once we get it to comply. And we can, believe me, we can get it to comply. It's really not that hard. Once the state legislators start stepping up, and once this wave goes through all the red states, I'm telling you, we can do this in a matter of a year or so once the wave begins. It won't take that long. So, as I promised, I do want to get into, so let me kind of rush down to this point of where Madison was giving some information in clarifying the Constitution at the Virginia ratification debates. And he said, as Madison goes on, he told us that this Constitution, he's talking about one of the anti-federalists, and I forget which one at this point in time, but I have to go back and get into the actual ratification, because this is just highlights, right? And so he's basically saying that this opponent told us that this Constitution ought to be rejected because it endangered the public liberty. In his opinion, in many instances, give me leave to make one answer to that observation. Let the dangers which this system is supposed to replete with be clearly pointed out. In other words, hey, give us exactly what these dangers are. If any dangerous and unnecessary power be given to the general legislature, let them be plainly demonstrated. Like, did they give them the ability to control education? No. Did they give them the ability to control health care? No. Life, determine life? No. Determine religion? No. Let them plainly be demonstrated, and let us not rest satisfied with general assertions and, or what he's talking about, as I've been talking about, rumor, the rule of rumor, the assertions of danger without examination. If powers be necessary, apparent danger is not sufficient reason against conceding them. He has suggested that licentiousness has seldom produced the loss of liberty, but that the tyranny of rulers has almost always affected it. Since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those powers than by a violent and sudden usurpation. And what we're dealing with has been a gradual and silent encroachments of our powers, my friends. And that is why we're seeing another abridgment of freedoms and a loss of our liberty here. And I go on and he says, Madison, quote, "But on a candid examination of history, we shall find the turbulence, violence, and abuse of power by the majority trampling on the rights of the minority have produced factions and commotions which, in republics, have more frequently than other cause produced despotism." And that's what we're dealing with now. We are literally dealing with these population centers that are destroying the rest of the republic. If we go, oh, and this is back to Madison, quote, "If we go over the whole history of ancient and modern republics, we shall find their destruction to have generally resulted from those causes. If we consider the peculiar situation of the United States and what are the sources of that diversity of sentiment which pervades its inhabitants, we shall find great danger to fear the same causes may terminate here in that same fatal effects which they produced in those republics. This danger ought to be wisely guarded against. Perhaps in the progress of this discussion, it will appear that the only possible remedy for those evils and means of preserving and protecting the principles of republicanism will be found in that very system which is now exclaimed against as the parent opposition." And he is absolutely correct that we will find that what is threatening our republic, what is threatening us today, are the violations of the contract and not adherence to the contract. That if we are going to save us, we have to get the federal government into adhering and complying to the Constitution. It is a sad day when we've lost all virtue in politics, and the first place we have to restore virtue in the American system and in our politics is in the state legislators. We need to make sure that we are voting and getting in and educating these 5,445 state legislators so that we can actually take back our liberty and secure liberty for our posterity. If we do not do that, my friends, we are looking at another case of history of a loss of liberty and another example that will go down in the annals of history as the greatest nation to have fallen to subjugation by the same designs that have destroyed republics in the past. Can we not learn and can we not actually act? We have the time. I hate to be that voice of reason, but somebody has to be that. As I've said before, I'm not the professional conservative entertainer here. I'm strictly the person with the message. And I am G.R. Mobley. I am Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. And I welcome your help. Just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic, and I'll be back tomorrow. God bless. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.